This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror in a very, very beautiful city that used to be so peaceful in Brussels, ripped apart in the early morning hours. We're going to talk about the people that died, the explosion that happened, and then, of course, results. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both taking Arizona. Will continue along that path as we motor through this edition of America Tonight. You, too, can throw in your two cents as well. 855-266-5283. Right now, though, we've got Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, with us from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, I'll tell you what. So Hillary Clinton, wow, takes Arizona in a very big way. I was just listening to parts of her telling the crowd that she was sorry they couldn't all get inside the gymnasium to be there with her because so many people came out. But that she talked about what happened in Brussels and where we were headed in the world and whatnot. I mean, is this now the inevitable path for Hillary Clinton unless something else comes out? Because a la Sean Hannity, who keeps saying he has these sources that are saying that Hillary Clinton's going down.
Well, delegate-wise here, right now, you know, Hillary Clinton obviously is in a lead. Now, if Bernie Sanders wins the Idaho caucus and if he can contain her tonight in Utah to some extent, like more close to the 50-50 race, then Bernie Sanders is still in the hunt in all practical purposes, I think. But he would have to do that because then they're going to go back. They're going to go into Wisconsin, and then you get into states like New York, and also especially for the Republican side, maybe not so much for the Democratic side, but California will tend to mirror Arizona in a sense. For the Republican side. Now, on the Democratic side, it'll be different. Bernie Sanders might pick up, because he's been doing pretty good with the Latino vote. So it's still in the mix here. Now, but Hannity Gates probably talking about something else. He's probably talking about an indictment. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's talking about. I'm sorry. Yes. He's talking about the possibility of an indictment. Yeah.
The only thing that happens there, I don't believe she's going to be indicted under any circumstances, but the only thing that could happen is if the FBI recommends it, not indictment, but recommends further grand jury action on, let's say, a staffer, okay? Not Hillary Clinton, but a staffer. And then all of a sudden that leaks out, then it's not her, but it's a problem, no question. But that's a lot of hypothetical here. But looking at the delegates, I do stress, Bernie Sanders isn't going to quit, by the way. Anybody that thinks that Bernie Sanders is going to pull Rubio, it is not going to happen. He's going to walk into Philadelphia, whether he wins another state or not.
Yeah, so does he have some sway then? Are they going to have to listen to Bernie Sanders, meaning the Democrats?
You know, it's about campaign finance reform. It's about Wall Street.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you, I can give you Bernie's speech if you'd like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So will he get
sort of some influence, I guess is the way to say that. Will he have some influence on futuristic plans of what happens should Hillary Clinton become president?
Oh, absolutely. Look, Bernie Sanders is causal. I served 11 years with the man. He is a causal guy. He is about a cause. The people supporting him are about a cause. And he is going to keep Hillary going to the left, is what he's going to do. If he drops out now, that allows Hillary to moderate, frankly. And I think everybody knows she will moderate. If Bernie stays in this, he affects her. He also has a lot of effect on the Democratic Convention, what the platform is going to say, what the vision of the Democratic Party is going to say. So I think there is absolutely no way that he quits. I just don't think he's going to.
Yeah. And
really
so in,
re-
in a roundabout way, that's what exactly what I was getting to with you, for sure, that he is going to have some influence, that all of this wouldn't be for nothing, because even if he doesn't have enough delegates, he has people that were, have been listening to what he's pushing, and there's no way they can ignore that.
Well, that's right, and I tell many of my good Democratic friends who are activists who are laughing about Bernie and making fun to some extent about Bernie, I tell them they had better throw rose petals before Bernie's feet and his followers, because voter turnout's been low on the Democratic side, and Hillary Clinton, if she's a nominee, needs to have every single supporter of Bernie Sanders actively campaigning for, because after all, she does have a youth problem. Bernie has, you know, a lot of active young people. Now, on the Republican side, by the way, Trump, look, Ted Cruz has been saying, Kate, all along, if you get out, I can beat Trump. If you get out, I can beat Trump. John Kasich, get out, I can beat Trump. Let's take Kasich's 10% in Arizona tonight. Let's give it to Ted Cruz, okay? That puts Ted at 31%. And Donald Trump had 45%. So even if John Kasich didn't exist in Arizona today, Ted Cruz lost to Donald Trump. Now, Utah, which probably is not going to go for Trump, but if Ted Cruz does not hit that 50% threshold in Utah, if by chance he doesn't, and he may, but if he doesn't, then he doesn't get a winner-take-all, and then they go to Wisconsin, and Trump is going to clean his clock in Wisconsin. Honestly, if he doesn't get that, this is a crucial night for Ted Cruz, if he doesn't get that 50%, I don't know where he goes from there. I really don't. As they head to Wisconsin, is he going to take New York? No. California is going to mimic for the Republicans Arizona.
Wow. Yeah, boy,
it could be over with if Ted Cruz does not take 50%. I mean, I know there's states left, but you start to look at the states, I can't see where Trump's going to take a loss in New York.
Yeah, I can't either. It's not, doesn't make
or
any
California.
Sense. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have just a couple of minutes left. This Brussels attack, I mean, heartbreaking, isn't it? ISIS, claiming credit for the explosions in Belgium that killed at least 30 people. You know, hundreds others of other people were injured. It's horrific to look at the video. You know, boy, you sat and you know what this is like because you sat there in Congress as we really started to hit the tipping point of terrorism. Where do we go from here?
You know, it does. It brings flashbacks to the 9-1-1 days. It's horrific, and it's bloodthirsty, and it's brutal. These lunatics are brutal. But I think it points, too, towards the fact that, look, Brussels is ill-equipped to handle this type of thing, and it goes back to one point, which the president's tried to do. We can't do this alone. Brussels can't do it alone. Europe can't do it alone. This coalition has to tighten, be engaged of all the willing that want to stop ISIS are going to have to share intelligence, share support. We're going to have to put aside the Saudis don't like the Iranians, the Iranians don't like the Saudis. All that has to start to be put aside, and there's got to be a real focus because this is a war, and Brussels is under siege, and parts of Europe are going to continue to have problems. Of course, we could here, too, on our own soil, but I think a worldwide effort is going to have to be marshaled together in a big coalition, not just money, but brain power and intelligence has to be beefed up. But Brussels is a hotbed of terrorism, which is hard to believe if anyone's been there. It's just hard to believe that Brussels has turned into this.
Absolutely. That's what I said. Bob Ney, thanks as always for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Right,
coming up next, we are talking more about Brussels and diving into the Supreme Court nominee, plus Cuba and the president's visit. Fair foul. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The world was watching, of course, as the president is in Cuba. I've talked a little bit about this, the fact that, you had the baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team and opening up the lanes. But what does it really mean? You could see the other day in the news conference that Raul Castro didn't want to answer questions about humanitarian rights and was uncomfortable, but that was part of the deal, that you had to answer the questions from the American media as well. It's a very odd combination of seeing the two of them together and seeing what's really happening in Cuba and what does this actually mean for the Cuban people, and then thinking about the plight of the people. All right, joining us now is Kevin Martin from Project 21, a Navy veteran. He has definite thoughts about President Obama's visit to communist Cuba, which, of course, is historic, as we say. But underneath all of this, what are we really seeing here? Kevin, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate your time.
No problem at all, Kate. No problem at all. Glad to be with you and your listeners. Good morning to those listeners in the Eastern time zone, and good evening to those farther west.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's still pretty early for them. So, Kevin, your initial reaction, first of all, when you heard about the trip, and now that we're seeing all these images coming back from Cuba with the president and what's happening with the people in Cuba surrounding his visit.
You're seeing a sanitized version of what the president is seeing down there. Cuba is still, and for all intents, a very close society. It's not North Korea, for God's sake, but it is very close. Okay, and basically what I'm saying is you have all the dissidents were jailed the day before the president even touched, Air Force One even touched down in Havana. And how can you go to a country, want to normalize relations, but you ignore its human rights record? okay, this president has made human rights, everything from human rights to human trafficking, an issue. The Justice Department has went after people who violate rights here in America, has gone after human trafficking around the world. But all of a sudden you go to Cuba and everything's off the table.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think, yeah.
That was my main
concern. That's the biggest problem.
When I made my comments to P21. I mean, I when it comes down to Cuba, I've been studying it since the Spanish-American War.
Yeah, so for the people, that's what I was saying, as somebody who had relatives that escaped from Cuba, and I know what some of the true stories are of what still happens there, and especially when it comes to the rights of the people that live there. So, as you say, it's the sanitized version, and that's ultimately the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yes, and you mentioned in my introduction that I'm a Navy veteran. When we used to go down to Puerto Rico when we had the Vieques bombing range down there, you passed by Cuba, okay? And I always made the comment to my superiors, I made the comment to my fellow sailors, how can you explain to me that this country is one of the best on the planet? I mean, as far as Cuba. And I'm saying those people who praise the Cuban socialist system all the time, I said, but how can it be the best in the Western Hemisphere as far as medical and education, but people swim across 90 miles of the most shark-infested waters in the world? I mean, as soon as you jump in the water off Cuba, you're facing sharks.
Yes.
And the president was talking about Cuban know-how. And let me put it that way. I was trying to use the big word and kind of fumbled my words. I will admit when I make a mistake. But the funniest thing I saw in the 1990s, and I will not lie to you, Kate, these Cubans who wanted to escape Cuba basically took an old Buick, cut the front of a boat off, made it into this Buick, put a boat engine in the back of it, and this thing was sailing across the... We were standing on top of my aircraft carrier laughing, okay? But that was ingenuity. That was good old ingenuity. The Coast Guard intercepted them, okay? They ended up sinking this thing once. But I'm saying, who in their right mind takes an old Buick, puts a boat bow on the front of it, a boat engine in the back of it, and they're riding on top of this thing, Kate? When our reconnaissance helicopter saw it, and we went over to see what it was the most hilarious thing I'd ever seen. But it was ingenuity. Like when people used to escape East Germany, they did it by balloon, they did it by tightrope, they did it by anything possible. We don't have that society here in America, so a lot of people don't understand that you're so desperate that you will take an old Buick. I mean, this was hundreds of man hours put into this thing to escape a repressive government. And no matter where you go, whether it be North Korea, whether it be Iran, whether it be Cuba, they always show you their best before they're going to show you their worst. And this was a sanitized, it was a historic visit, don't get me wrong. Okay, and the president made a good point today. The Cold War, this is the last bastion of the Cold War. Mm-hmm. So if it's the last bastion of the Cold War and we reach across the Florida Strait to shake hands with Raul Castro, then Raul Castro should act like move Cuba into the 21st century. That means releasing the dissidents. That means having an open press and not everything be government and state run. There's no private ownership in Cuba.
Oh, absolutely not. There is no private ownership. You got that right, for sure. We're speaking with Kevin Martin from Project 21. Kevin, we have just a couple of minutes left, but you also made a very good point and something people don't realize. What else is going on since the Castros took over and what's happening to Afro-Cubans, that there's even massive discrimination there, too?
Yeah, well we call them Afro-Cubans, the politically correct term. The term they use down there is mulatto.
Yeah.
And these are basically, and the president touched on this today, these are the descendants of slaves. These are people who are as dark as I am. They're black. We we just call them Afro-Cubans, like we call blacks and Canadians Afro-Canadians. But they make 80% of the political dissidents there. They have no rights. They can't even live in the capital city of Havana unless they do something that's beneficial to the government. Most of them go play baseball. When they go play this baseball or for the Cuban team, a lot of them defect. When they go to Europe and all these other places, they defect. And when the Cuban team came to Florida, okay, the Cuban authorities were there thick so no one defect. But they do defect. They do defect when they go to these European countries or Africa or somewhere like that. And the plight of Afro-Cubans has been widely covered from everything from the New York Times to the University of Miami. University of Florida, Miami, excuse me. I went to Southern University and So, but it has been covered. It is being covered. But our State Department doesn't act like it's happened. And I'm not singling out President Obama. The only reason I'm bringing this to detention, he's gone there as a historic visit. There have been many administrations from the Kennedys or up that have ignored the plight of Afro-Cubans. And until those Afro-Cubans have the same representation in government, they can freely move about the island, I would have to say to President Obama, be wary of what the Castro brothers are doing if you're going to try to normalize relations. It must be an issue that's addressed at some time.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. It's just such a wild can of worms, there's no question. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're up against it, but we appreciate you, again, hanging late with us.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure joining you.
Yeah, absolutely. Made some great points. Love the story. Thanks so much. Love the story about the Buick. That he's right. It shows you the desperation of, shows the desperation of the people, and these are the stories that I heard. Listen, I heard for years the stories of what was going on and what it was like from the very start and what it is like, and we know that. So because supposedly this lane is all opened up, does that change, as I said in the beginning, the plight of the Cuban people? And the answer is not really. It doesn't. So, you know, therein lies the biggest problem, right? And I think as much as it's historic and great in one way, the scary thing is, what does it change for the people themselves and what's happening to them in another way? America Tonight, stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Brussels and that horrific attack, something that, of course, is never expected. The people there were just going about their business, and now you've got ISIS claiming credit for the explosions in Brussels, Belgium, and there are some interesting side notes to this story, surveillance footage that offers a few clues anyway into this investigation. Suspicious character, somebody they're watching, they're combing through a building where a taxi driver says he picked up the suspects. And you look at the two explosions rocking the Brussels airport, and then another one that just completely ripped through a subway station in the capital, and it's killed at least 30 people, wounded 230 others. As I said, ISIS is claiming responsibility for the coordinated attacks, but they're saying it's too soon to know whether that terror group was behind it or not, because, you know, they're trying to jump on this and claim credit for it, sadly. Dr. Alex Del Carmen is with us. He's in our virtual green room. He heads up a Department of Criminal Justice at Tarleton State University in Fort Worth, and he certainly knows a lot about the response of law enforcement in Europe and in the U.S. and looking at the threat level here in the United States as well. Dr. Doug Harmon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So when you heard about what happened at Brussels initially, what was your reaction to the attack? Were you thinking immediately, like the rest of us, that this has to be terrorism, obviously, but it could be ISIS, it could be some other group?
Right. So I think that even though it would be a lie for anyone to say that we expected it, I think we were not surprised, mostly because of the fact this is their same modus operandi. This is what they do. They try to maximize panic and sadly, casualties while minimizing the effort that they have to put forth in order to make it happen. So it's more of the same. You know, the United States, the intelligence community has known for some time that this is going to continue. And in fact, as I'm sure you've heard, the most recent development, the U.S. State Department recently issued a warning to Americans traveling to Europe because we do suspect that, more attacks will come.
Yeah, so when something like this happens and the response, of course, is immediate from so many other cities in Europe and law enforcement types in Europe, and then, of course, all of us react here in the United States, do you think there's more of a coordinated effort now to just immediately use every source at our fingertips, like whatever we can do to help and whatever they can do to help us? Is that now just common and happens automatically?
You know, I think that because of the highly exposed and visibility that these attacks have before the world, I think that, you know, obviously the friends of Europe, the friends of Belgium in this case, are quick to respond and try to provide assistance. The United States, I imagine, leads the effort in that campaign. So to that end, I think that there's more visible support for these kinds of recovery and apprehension efforts to the government. But to say that we are better now than we were 5 years ago in terms of that, I think that would be a stretch. I do believe that there's more of an expectation by the public, and because of the highly visible, because of the internet, because of the fact that news are carried almost live across the ocean, I think there's an expectation that we will be helping out. But the country does have to request it, and we do have to have the ability of assisting them.
So processing a scene like this, what are some of the first things they would do? I mentioned this, that you were a criminology expert. So what's one of the first things you do when this kind of an attack happens and you have a big area to cover?
Right. So in terms of, I mean, obviously the first thing to do would be to secure the crime scene, to find out, you know, exactly what type of explosive was used. How they approached the scene, how they were able to get in this case, the airport as well as the train station, be able to find out the seat of the explosion, that is, the origin of the explosion, find out, you know, how they did it, how they detonated, what type of device was used, and of course, be able to work it backwards in recovering as much evidence as you can from the crime scene. That would allow investigators to figure that out. That, while that's going on, there is then almost an immediate effort by the outside law enforcement entities to try to quickly disseminate information to apprehend anyone that is, on the loose, that is trying to leave the country or trying to go underground, trying to escape, having provided technical or perhaps, labor-related assistance to the attackers. And so,
yeah, I'll tell you too, and I've got a friend in the Pentagon, and of course immediately there's conversations that make sense, being concerned about a strike prior to this actual attack, and they're saying, you know, after the Brussels terror arrest this week, there was concern, and the U.S. was worried about other members of the terror cell, would they go underground, or what would happen there, and this is just an example, really, of the post Al-Qaeda world that we live in, isn't it?
That's right. And I think that, you know, many people are linking these attacks to the arrest that was made late last week, in many ways a retaliation for the arrest and a concern by the cell that some of their secrets were going to be foretold by the individual that was apprehended.
Yeah, wow. Brutal stuff. And really, in the reality of it is, there never is, right, Dr. Del Carmen, there never is 100%. We can't 100% guarantee that everybody is totally safe.
That's exactly right. And I think what we have learned from this attack, perhaps a reminder to those of us that study and teach on the subject matter, is the fact that once we provide a rope or an area of security, in an airport or anywhere else for that matter, terrorists will adapt they will overcome, and they will be able to detonate their explosives and still kill people beyond those boundaries. And so in many ways, they're adapting to what we're doing and pushing us to try to think ahead of the game to try to prevent these events from taking place.
Yeah, and to try to prevent it, what are some of the things that can be done, Dr. Del Carmen, or we're seeing that they might be done, things that will be ramped up in the future?
So I imagine that the airports throughout the United States are currently not only strengthening their security efforts, but also thinking long-term in terms of individuals coming into the airport with explosives inside their cars, being able to go right outside the TSA checkpoint and detonating devices. And so, you know, they would have to increase the visibility of what we call capable guardians, in this case, you know, federal agents or local authorities, being able to have bomb-sniffing dogs around the area. So clearly there has to be different layers of security that have to be in place in order to be able to hopefully identify and apprehend and stop these attacks before taking place, if at all possible. But you're certainly correct insofar as that it is an impossibility to prevent every one of those instances. In fact, the director of the FBI, Comey, has said it best, which is they're trying to do their best, but they cannot promise that they will be effective 100% of the time.
Yeah, too tough to do that. Dr. Alex Del Carmen, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So as you can tell, there is no 100% that's what we're talking about. When we look at security that's been ramped up, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has asked the law enforcement there to step up security at the high-profile locations, airports, bridges, tunnels, mass transit areas. Because what are they going to say? Public safety is what they are concerned about. And if someone's going to attack, wouldn't they attack in an area where they would have more of a disaster, which is what you saw in Brussels? Okay, so you hit a crowded area to get more people. The New York City PD is saying that despite all the efforts, there is no known indication that an attack has any connection to New York City. It's just what they do. They also stepped up security on the Long Island Railroad transit system that comes out of Penn Station. So in a city like New York, where you have all those boroughs, that's what happened along the way, Brooklyn, etc. They all increase the security, frankly. And at the airports, that makes sense. JFK, Newark, LaGuardia, that they would do that knowing that the targets in New York City are very, very, very big. In Washington, same thing. They're doing extra sweeps and police patrols because of the terror attacks in Belgium. They're not rolling out, they say, massive force at Reagan National or Dulles or the airports there, but they plan to do that. They plan to roll that up. They plan to include SWAT and bomb-sniffing canines and increase police presence. Same thing at Union Station because of the people so... so many people come in and out of there. They say police are pulling random passengers as they're boarding to go through luggage security checks. And not everyone's going through the luggage security, but bomb-sniffing dogs are also on the tracks doing sweeps. And so they take it seriously. I mentioned I have a source, as you know, I refer to at the Pentagon, and they've increased security there. Mm. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit. A little of this, a little of that. What else is popping on the day? That's next on America Tonight.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a Roars Fang production.
Making the final couple of turns here on America Tonight for this hour. If you want to throw in, you can. Brutal what happened in Brussels. It is the life, unfortunately, that we live in now, where do you look over your shoulder? It's like somebody said to me today, we can't live in fear. Well, of course not. But isn't it a shame that there weren't perhaps a few other things that had been put in play earlier to stop some of what we've seen? And it is, if it is those cockroaches, ISIS, it shows you why it's so important to snuff out and cut the head of the snake off, even if you have to keep cutting and cutting and cutting. 855-266-5283. When you lay in the weeds, this is what happens. Guess what? Your enemy gets, of course, stronger. Let's go out to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay. What does ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all of these other organizations that want to kill people have in common?
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Islam, Muslims.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, look, this is the way I see it. Donald Trump becomes president. We don't take any more Muslims into this country, and we inform all of those that are here. You got 90 days. Dr. Oz, Muhammad Ali, the rest of you, pack your bags, baby. You can take your wealth with you, but you're out of here. You're gone. No more Muslims. And then set an example for the rest of the world and say, hey, guess what? We no longer have to frisk 80-year-old grandmas. We don't have to look at the goods of women that come through the check lines and put them through the scrutiny that shows everything they got. No more of this taking off your shoes, banging them on the floor. No more of the security that makes you look like a guilty person when you're just trying to get from one place to the other. And tell the Muslim world, hey, this is how it's going to be. We're not going to buy your oil. We're not going. We got our own. We're not going to let your people in for education. You form your own little organization over there. Take care of yourselves. We're not going to mess with you anymore. Get your ass out of our country, or by God, we will kill you. And sorry, girl, that's the way it is. That's the way it's got to be, or we're going to lose.
But again, you know exactly what I'm going to say. You know, there are people you can point to that say they're Muslims, like a Muhammad Ali. You're not putting him on a boat and pushing him out into the water. You're not doing that. So,
I will. In a heartbeat, goodbye, kid. You're gone. Cassius Clown, you're out.
Oh, you are so bad.
I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying about, there's no question,
no,
radicalized. I get it.
Muslims, not one of them, male, female, you name it, we can't trust them. They got to go.
I'm going to open up that question, Dan, to the floor.
I'm
going to take an unofficial, unscientific poll and see what the listeners say. So do you think Dan is right? Let's see how many people, let's see where the tolerance level is. How many people agree? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or jam on the phone line at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know the problem with that statement is it's like if you go back into pick any point in history. Because you know what? Religion, all wars ultimately trace back to religion. So often, and somebody being radical about their ideals and having no tolerance. So the problem is, with a broad sweep, you cannot say that about all Muslims. I know it's scary, it's unbelievable, and it is part of the problem. Is it an eeny, meeny, miny, mo situation? Look at San Bernardino, disgusting, disgraceful, sickening. I can't even really express correctly the words that you'd need to use over what happened to those poor people at a Christmas party, working with a guy who then took his time picking them off with a wife that was radicalized that he brought into the country. I mean, it's outrageous. It's brutal. It's awful. But you just can't paint that brat. You can. But I think it's wrong to paint the broad stroke, because then half of my ancestors would be dead. I got Protestant and Catholic on each side, and they tried to kill each other, and they tried to eliminate each other where my family's history is. So can you imagine? Again, all wars boil down to religion and territory and testosterone, frankly, and money and minerals. So, you know, here's the deal. And that's why I gave the example. You're not taking Parkinson-riddled Muhammad Ali thinking that he's sending smoke signals to somebody or doing something. He's an icon. He's not getting thrown out of the country. You know, again, Dr. Oz, he's not getting thrown out of the country. So that would be exactly what we did, if you remember, what we did in this country a couple of times. And sadly, unfairly, misjudging people. You have to be so careful. It is a razor thin line when you think of examples of San Bernardino. It's a place I wouldn't want to be if I had to make the decisions of, you know what, we can't allow XYZ to happen. One thing I think that is wrong and has happened is the visa situation is still nightmarish. Not knowing when someone's coming and when they're leaving, all of that, those processes, gosh, they need to be changed immediately. They should have been changed and been so much stiffer a long, long, long time ago. Some of what we've seen happen might have been prevented. And these terror attacks, we see it's going to reverberate in the presidential races. Absolutely. I mean, look at what's happening at the political conventions, how much they have to ramp up the security. Look how much you have to do that. Right? And Republican lawmakers are saying, listen, you can point the finger at the guy who's at the White House. You can look to the president for the problems that we're seeing happen. And why is that? Because of responses in the past and not responding quickly enough to counter ISIS, saying that, you know, Obama hasn't done much to do anything to snuff out ISIS. And, of course, they're claiming responsibility. So Senator John McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, two of the biggest critics on counterterrorism, they issued a joint statement calling the attack sadly predictable and say that the administration still has no plausible strategy to destroy ISIL on anything close to an acceptable timeline. ISIL is another, of course, acronym for ISIS. I mean, time, that's true. As far as time is concerned, time has never, ever been on our side in what's happening here. Because the urgency not realized of this war against ISIS. We had several soldiers on the show who told us they knew what a threat ISIS was, that that wasn't anything new. So that's what I say. Who's paying the price for the slow going and identifying what was really happening and how strong the propaganda was for ISIS, what they were pumping out there? I mean, radical Islam is at war with us. There's no question about that. It's a reality. It's a reality. You have to make the commitment to destroy these terrorist groups. Yes. A strategy, something. You have to bring the war to ISIS. You have to do that. And who's going to be in the lead? Of course, America always has to be in the lead, right? Now, Chuck Schumer, the New York senator, stuck up for the press while he's in Cuba. He said he's done a very good job fighting terrorism. And he said this after the Brussels attack was announced. He said,
ranging from the
base, it's critical that we look at the safety and security of our transit systems to ensure this kind of attack doesn't occur on American soil. Then you ask yourself the question, would you be afraid that that could happen on American soil? And the answer, of course, there's no 100%. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The snare drum, tambourine, timpani, and a tam-tam or gong, followed by a set of chimes, orchestra bells. Finally, roll on your cymbal.
The range of the symphony used to music before the time of Beethoven was confined to the F and fifth low middle C, extending down to the F and not the lower.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.